Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. As you take your second deep breath in, bring your attention into your heart space. Inhale. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we've come together to spend the next 10 minutes communing with the source of all that is, the grounded being, God in us. Continue with Psalm 18 from Psalms for Praying, An Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Rowe. O compassionate one, you reached from on high. You took me. You drew me out of many waters. You delivered me from the fears that bound me and from ignorance that blinded me. For they threatened to overcome me, to separate me from you. They came upon me when I looked not to you. Yet you, O merciful one, were ever present. You brought me forth into the light. You released my fears. You delighted in me. O Holy One, you see the intentions of my heart. As I surrender to your love, I grow in peace and gratitude. For to lose my life is to find life. O keep me steadfast in my love for you, life of my life. The spirit of your word is ever before me, the counselor ever present to guide me. I pray for a clean heart, O beloved, to be free from guilt. May I walk with you justly, with mercy and in peace, the mirror of your love in the world. Those who love truth will see your light. Those who walk in justice will see your mercy. Those who live with integrity will see you in all they meet. But those whose path is crooked, who walk on the low road, who live in the shadows of fear, the humble are always close to you, the haughty too distracted to see, will one day fall. O divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, You who are the Alpha and the Omega, that which is, was, and yet to come, the Lord God Almighty. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering any sense of separation, releasing anything that makes us feel less than, letting go of all distractions, all fears, all worries, all concerns. As we consciously enter into the closet of our hearts to commune with the Father who sees in secret but rewards us openly. Here in this sanctuary, we know that we are filled full with your peace, with your joy, with your wholeness. We know as we consciously come into this union with you, we know that we are ever one with the divine presence, the divine life, the divine power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. May we come back to the remembrance of who we are and whose we are, that we are made in your image and likeness. That image and likeness is peace, wholeness, strength, and well-being. You did not create us to experience fear and failure, but to experience joy, love, and the wholeness that is you in and through and as us. So as we know this truth for ourselves, as we accept that we are one with you in all that is, let us know this truth for all your people. Let us know that we are one kind, humankind, that we are one life, human life. We are one present, the divine presence, that is ever present in every point in space and time. We are so grateful, grateful, grateful for this truth, for this understanding, for this awareness. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, that it is your spirit within that doeth the work. And so like our teacher taught us, we know that rather than be distracted and disturbed by appearances, that we are to raise our consciousness and look to you. So for everything that is happening across our world at this time, be it fires, be it floods, be it pandemics, be it wars, be it protests. You know the hearts and minds of each and every one of us. You know the needs of each and every one of us. You know the needs of all sentient beings upon this planet. And whilst I may not have the words or be eloquent enough to ask and beg or request, I can rest in the assurance that truly you know what to do and how to do it. And so, divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, I give thanks that our needs are met. I give thanks that we come back to the remembrance of who we are as children of the Most High God. I give thanks that we each are doing our part to bring heaven here on earth. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God.
The light. I am the light of God.
Within and without.
Within
and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God
and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
manifesting
exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence,
of God
within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer of intention to resonate within you. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.